Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Many people believe that piling up good works can make them right with God. Yet, as Romans 6, verse 23 tells us, when it comes to sin, death is the only payment that can satisfy divine justice. Since we're all born with a sinful nature, this leaves us facing an eternity cut off from God. But his grace, his expression of divine love and kindness to the undeserving, prompted the solution: Jesus. According to John 6, verse 29, the only work we need to do is to simply believe with humble, childlike faith. It was the Savior's death and resurrection that brought us new life. Our spirit is made alive in Christ the moment we acknowledge we're sinners and believe that only his sacrificial death could pay our sin debt in full. The Savior's death brought us freedom. At salvation, sin's power over us is broken, and we're set free from its hold. Now we can exercise our newfound freedom and follow the Lord with reliance on the Holy Spirit. The Savior's death brought us security. When we accept that we're sinners and trust that our Savior's sacrifice is payment for all our wrongdoing, we're permanently adopted into God's family. Someday, we will be seated in the heavenly realms with Christ to enjoy life everlasting with him. God, the one against whom we rebelled, sent his Son to endure the punishment that was rightfully ours. How will you show the Lord your gratitude for his saving grace?